If you're a physician who wants more autonomy in how you practice or fulfillment in your life, you're in the right place. This is the Change Physician Podcast, where our guests reveal how you can learn the mindsets, skills, and strategies to create the life you want without selling out your morals or values. But before we begin, I want to remind you of the free book giveaways, guides, and other physician resources available to you at thechangephysician.com.
All right. Live now. Looks like we are live according to Zoom, and we are live on Facebook. Welcome back to the Change Physician. I am Melissa Cady, the Challenge Doctor, with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Cuccaro. And of course, if you don't know what the Change Physician is all about, you can go to thechangephysician.com and check out what our intention is. And if you want to be part of the community and find out any upcoming events or anything special going on in the community, you can join whether you're a physician or a physician ally. We'd love to see you there. Of course, you can always hop on YouTube and see the video version of our podcast, which the podcast release on Sundays and Thursdays. The other thing is, if you're seeing me on Challenge Doctor, it's because it's cross-posted from the Change Physician Facebook page. And if you haven't been there, go ahead and hop on over there, like the page. We'd love to see you there. Feel free to send any comments during these Facebook Lives. If you're watching it even on a replay, go ahead and send a comment. We usually get those at some point and respond back to you. So welcome back. It's Saturday Salutations, where we just say hi to each other from Texas to Oregon and to everyone else out there in the world that is watching. So of course, we like to share what's happened in the last week and maybe our favorite things from the past week. So hello, Kevin, do you want to share what's going on the last week
with the podcast? Sure, but I just wanted to say there's a little time delay with this thing. We use Zoom, and I have to post all this stuff, and I'm posting it on my personal sites and my business pages and stuff. But there's captions now. I'm like looking at there's these captions being posted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's trippy. Like, I've never seen that before.
And so I'm like, wow, the words of our live, they're putting words out there.
Yeah, they're like literally listening, mm-hmm. and then the caption, there's captions being auto-generated.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really cool. Anyway, I don't know how or why, or I thought maybe you had something, but maybe it's just
I think it's automatic, you know, all these new things fancy going on.
They're trying to get engagement so everybody gets sucked in and, you know, spends more time on their platform.
Yeah, I've actually got to pull up I'm going to pull it up on my phone and see what I'm seeing that you're talking about. Oh, there it is.
There we are. I hear us.
I don't see a
All right. Well,
we won't let you watch me look at my own phone. let's see here. Last week podcast. You want to share or you want me to share?
You share. I think I shared last week.
Okay. So, being that it is the 20th on this past Sunday, the 14th, we released a deep dive, our conversation about Dr. Kelly Casperson, who's a urologist / podcaster. And she's has her own You Are Not Broken podcast. It is worldwide, global. She reaches out to so many people and many places of the world. And we kind of discussed over two episodes, which, you know, we had back to back. We had the original kind of her story and episode 144. If you didn't hear that, go back and watch that. Of course, the following one was all about sex. And of course, Kelly Casperson, Dr. Casperson was the focus of the conversation about that and her take and many of the topics she brings up in her podcast. Many of the topics she doesn't have time for in her traditional practice because there's just so much to cover. So she probably does prescriptions of listen to my podcast as the prescription, because there's a lot to learn and glean from that. So check out those episodes. Also, you can check out her podcast, You're Not Broken. But we dove into some conversations, talking kind of behind her back. Of course, she gets a link to that, so she knows what we say and our feelings about it. We thought it was amazing, amazing guests, great conversations. We want to have her back. Definitely looking forward to further conversations in 2022. And then in episode 147 that was released this past Thursday, the 18th, we talk about information asymmetry, such as when someone knows way more than another. The example we kind of use outside of medicine is, you know, some a female not familiar with the cars goes to a, you know, get their car worked on from someone who's very knowledgeable about cars, and how that can create an asymmetrical situation. And we titled it The Curse of Knowledge Part 2, because it kind of went along with our conversation back in episode 143. So many episodes to review back over, important conversations and topics. And anything you'd like to add to that, Kevin?
No, although I would just say, for information asymmetry, it's not just women going to.
Yes, anyone doesn't know about it's cars.
Anybody. Yeah. So, yeah.
But it's not very typical for a lot of us females that are not experts of cars. There's a lot of experts of cars.
Well, I'm a male, and I'm not an expert of car, and I always feel right. That. So, yeah.
Yes. Anyway,
just kind of point that out there, because we don't want to necessarily be totally stereotypical.
Yes. And it's good because, you know, when I say something, it's good to have co-hosts, because we can see things from a different angle and kind of put things into perspective and see a different viewpoint. So,
yeah, well, and that's something I've been probably a lot more cognizant of is, biases, I think, in general are something I'm way, way more aware of than I ever used to be in my life. And the other thing is different perspectives, particularly what it relates to sex. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that is just growth. And the other part is I have a daughter. And so seeing things and seeing the world, and most importantly, I think seeing a lot of things that I grew up with, like it's just the weirdest thing. You watch movies from like the 80s, and then you're like, I can't even believe I laughed at that. Like, this is like, it's just wrong. And that's okay. I think it's important that we grow. And I think it's important that we have recognition that there are different times, but we are not back in those times. So, I see a lot of things, and I kind of see it from the perspective, well, how much of this is actually true, a female perspective? How much is it as a male perspective? How much of it is that we're letting our biases play into it? And I think certainly this is a long way to just basically say, I think a lot of us have gone to the car dealership and, not felt good, whether you're a guy, and probably that can move into Dunning-Kruger, right? You know, where there may be some people, and we'll say stereotypically a guy, that actually thinks they know more about cars than they don't, and because of that, then they actually have a significant degree of information asymmetry and get taken advantage of in that interaction. So
yes,
that's a lot more to say than just just a little bit, I guess. All right, what's your favorite things? I know you have a little, it sounds like you were just with a friend of yours and having a good time this morning. So,
yeah, well, I have an extreme, and that special friend knows who they are. If this person hears this, super grateful for just really great friendships and having a nice space to enjoy good friend, along with feeling connected with nature and a cool breeze. And it was just beautiful weather for sunroom activity. So really enjoyed my little brunch kind of experience and making full use of the sunroom. That was kind of a big decision and investment for our home. And so, yeah, that's been my definite appreciation or gratitude thing for the last week.
Very cool.
Yeah. What about you?
There are so many different things to do. Oh, yes. Have always gratitude so for. The one I was thinking of specifically this morning was internet streaming services. Mm. Sounds really weird. Like, we've talked a little bit about internet and things in the past and how amazing it is that we can connect anywhere. But really, what's kind of amazing to me is just, I mean, there's so much content out there. That's not necessarily a good thing. But there's also some amazing content out there, and that is a good thing. And being able to access this stuff is like in your home, really, mm-hmm. really, really good content is really awesome. And it kind of was, it hit home to me when I went to the movies for the very first time in however long, 2 years, because we didn't go to a lot of movies before. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, movie theaters are not nearly as cool as they used to be. B, they've really kind of not, it's not a fun experience when they're doing 40 minutes of like 20 minutes of like, you sit there, you wait for the movies to start. They show you some commercials. Then the movie somehow starts and they show you 20 minutes of the commercials that you saw while you were sitting there waiting for the movie to start. And then if you're lucky, they'll play some previews if you're lucky. And then they'll play three or four more commercials. And then 40 something minutes after you're supposed to start your movie, they watch this movie. And I found that so distasteful that I was paying money to like bombard them, you know, with multiple ads over and over again, which most of them were not even that funny or entertaining. So I like being able to get stuff in our house.
Yeah, you're held captive, and I'm sure theaters would hate me for saying all this, but if you want to go to the bathroom, suddenly nature called and you leave and you miss a big part of the movie and you can't go back, like, you know, like a DVR and replay it. Yeah, that's very discouraging. And yeah, I think it's, and the color and the picture you can get nowadays in your own home and your own TV is like phenomenal.
The one thing that made me do is it makes me want to buy a TV. Like, we have the same, we've only bought literally one TV. I've only bought one TV in my life. And we bought this one 10 years ago and it was a 42 inch screen. And I'm like, you know what? If I got a bigger TV for our house and we have a little sound bar and stuff, like, I never have to go back to this again, ever. Right. Unless it's, you know, the only one I would go to is maybe like an IMAX or something that's got like a true immersion experience. Yeah. They're like, this is awful. I'm never doing this again. So we're going to get a new TV.
Hey, well, you know, and the old TVs used to be these clunky big cubes. And like now you can have like literally like this thin thing that can go on the wall and it looks magnificent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and the way we buy TVs is when it'll probably last us another. Like, if it hadn't been for this experience, I probably would still be living with a little 42 inch downstairs, but you know, for 10 years, every 10 years.
Yeah, you could migrate it to another room or a guest area. And any sounds you're hearing in the background is my cat getting into things.
Oh, well, he's not your husband, not that your husband crawling on the floor or something. I was like,
no, apparently he finds the things that I need to file and he lays on them.
Oh, he's helping you.
Well, and a balloon that's been deflated, he decides that's the crinkly sound thing that he wants to feel as he lays down. So
very good.
There you go. There's a little bit of sound effects for you guys.
Needs a little attention. Needs a little attention.
Anything else?
I think that's pretty much it. Although there are some great programs out there for people who haven't seen them. HBO, if you haven't seen Dune, and you like sci-fi, go see Dune. That's why I went to the theater, because I thought there would be a big difference. Mm-hmm. But I had seen it at home, and then I went to theater, and I'm like, this is not, maybe an IMAX theater is different. It certainly wasn't a big deal. Awesome movie. And then I just started watching Ted Lasso on Apple Plus. Mm. That was so good. And I want to do an episode on Ted Lasso. So I'm just going to save it, because it was, it was so good. I've only watched the first season, but a couple things that I would really recommend. They're very, very different from each other. Obviously, one's a big epic sci-fi movie that is going to be off of HBO Max like tomorrow, and then the other one is definitely not an epic big sci-fi movie. And it's so good. I mean, it's just so good. And yeah.
Okay. I'll leave it there. Well, I'll have to like learn a little bit about this Ted Lasso thing, but yeah. Well, then if that's where you want to go, just take us out.
All right. Well, thank you all. Join us on Saturday Salutations. This is the Saturday Salutations before the Thanksgiving holiday.
That's right.
So if you want to join us or you need Thanksgiving relatives for your holiday, you can go to thechangephysician.com and join us there. We'd be happy to feed you at our tables, our virtual tables over the holiday season. And as always, until next time, stay well.
Take care.
Thank you for joining us today on the Change Physician Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please let us know by going to thechangephysician.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out the free book giveaways, guides, and other physician resources available to you simply by joining the community at thechangephysician.com.